All right. Do I have a question for you today for episode 136? Can you take a blog post about mushrooms in Idaho and ebooks about mushrooms in Idaho? How niche down is that, folks? And turn it into courses and more in a profitable digital empire? We'll find the answer to that in just a moment. Hey everybody, Jeff Herring here, and welcome to episode 136 of the Content Profit Show. And every time I give that number, I give thanks to all of you guests over the years, current guest right over there, and all our listeners, everybody that's involved. We could not be this far along without you. And, you know, we're just getting started. In the immortal words of those great philosophers, Bachman Turner Overdrive, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Welcome aboard. We're in the middle of, this is going to date us, but that's okay. We're in the middle of March Madness Month in Content Profit Nation. You've seen a lot of crazy stuff out there. We're doing a promo right now. You'll see more incredible stuff next week, all about seven tips empires. So watch your email and everything else for that. Today, our special guest is Krista Millworth, and she is the fun, I just love saying this, the fun fungal forager, right?
The fun gal forager, yeah.
The fun gal forager, okay. I love it. I love that title. So welcome to the show, Krista.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely, it's a pleasure. Glad you're here. You know, Reader's Digest version of how did you go from, because you also do VA stuff, and how did you get into this all about mushroom stuff?
It's been something I've been interested in all my life, since literally as a little kid. Like just wild foods in general. I would do high mountain backpacking with my family, and so we got introduced to just the super basics in Idaho, which is morels and huckleberries. So it's like a little amazing blueberry. And I was out, so I'm regularly out foraging in my area, which is Boise, along the river here. And then we have mountains very, very close. And so I'd be out doing my thing with my basket over my arm, and people would be asking me questions like, what are you doing? And a few of them would know about mushrooms, but mostly people would just go, well, you know, those will kill you, right? You know, be careful. And I'd be like, yep, I've done my research. And
Doing this to high or die. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, and eventually I had my little kids along with me, so I couldn't go up to the mountains so much anymore, because I had, you know, just little ones for a little while. And eventually they started going with me too. But so I was working on as a virtual assistant. I had a business, and I thought, well, I made a website for that and maintain that and do that for some clients. So I'll do the same thing for myself, because people keep asking me the same questions over and over again. So
see, that's
I'll make
huge.
A website and I'll address it. And yeah, well, it was there's definitely a need. And now, like, I got into looking at this stuff like 15 or 16 years ago. And it's just been it was a very steady incline in interest for probably 10 years of that. And then right before the pandemic, and then definitely during the pandemic, mushrooms are
there's two cool
majorly having a moment.
There's two cool things about your niche. One, people were asking you, how do you do so-and-so? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And that's always a place to get into. And yours also, I look to see if a niche reloads. And really all I think you need for this niche to reload is people to keep being born and going outside, and there's for mushrooms to keep growing. So that's pretty good. What's your dream with this, Krista?
To get people, just more and more and more people, especially in my little area of the world and the broader Pacific Northwest, going outside and involved in their local area, because there's just something about finding food or finding something that you enjoy outside and making that connection. And if you're going to eat it, if you're going to feed it to your family, then suddenly you care about what happens to that. You know, you're like, oh, well, what's getting put onto that land? Is it, you know, chemicals, pesticides, whatever? Does everybody have access to it? You know, all that sort of thing. And you just really start to care about your locale. So I want to get people like that springboard. I want to be the springboard to help them get out, learn more, build stronger communities around that, around the table. I mean, it's great.
I love it. I love it. And if you're making some passive income with it, that's okay too, huh?
Well, yeah. Basically, I want it to pay for itself. So, you know, there's expenses to running a website.
It is, and we can get there. We can get there. All right, let's take a look at your article. Yeah. And let's see. We'll go over here. There we go. How to find? Say that word again for me. Morel.
Morel. Yeah.
Well, okay. How to find morel mushrooms in Idaho and beyond. A comprehensive beginner's guide. Again, folks, talk about being niche down. I love it. And look at these graphics. I mean, it's showing people stuff. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can I just say something about the niching down there?
Yeah.
I had it much more broad. I was going to do like beginner mushrooms kind of across the U.S. and right. Didn't get much traction. And I thought there's just so few people in Idaho and so few people interested in this. But I took a jump and crafted things down to that. And that's when it took off.
I love it.
Don't be afraid to go small.
Don't be afraid to niche down. That's right. That's what I've done over time. Now, in this post, you'll learn, and I don't even want to count how many of those links you have, but that's awesome for a post, because what you've got here, Krista, in this one post is an entire content empire, because there's so much we can do with what you've got here. I mean, you could do a masterclass on almost any of them. Why won't mushroom hunters show me exactly where to find morels? I like that. I love it. So very cool. Very cool. Now let's take a look at this ascension model I put together for us.
Great.
And again, there's the title. Krista's new content empire. How many eBooks do you have? One or two?
Just this one, and then I'll get a second one going with some recipes.
Okay. And if I remember right, when I was doing my research, it's $5 on Gumroad, right?
It is. Yep.
All right. Great start. Yay you. One of the things you could do, you know, let's say you had a masterclass on one of those topics like we just looked at, and you know, a masterclass can go like anywhere between say 47 and 147, 197 bucks, depending on what you're teaching. But let's keep it low, 47. Now the cool thing is, let's say all you got, I mean, I can say that better. Let's say you got just 10 people to take that masterclass. Okay. So that's 470. Mm-hmm. Right? Divided by 5. So you would need 94 eBooks. So 94 eBooks to gain what you gain from that masterclass. Okay. I don't know about you, but I'd rather, I mean, I wouldn't mind the challenge of 94 eBooks, and I could probably do it, but I don't want to do it. I want to do a masterclass. And really, I stumbled across these summer of 18, I think, tried my first one. And I mean, I came up with the idea on a Thursday, did the sales letter. This was on vacation on a volunteer trip, and started marketing it and did it Sunday night to think I sold it for $27 and I think I had about 100 people. And I went, okay, this is a good investment. I'm going to help.
There's something.
And that's why you want to niche it down even more into those links you showed, because you could do so many different masterclasses, right? About all these different pieces, because what I'm guessing from just my experience and the research I've done and what you've said is the people that are into this, they're not just a little into this. They're either right. not into it or they're like full speed ahead, right?
True. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Okay. Kind of like you. I love it. All right. And so there's lots of things we can do here. Mini courses, flagship course, membership, short-term membership and memberships. I don't want to make you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose here. And so we'll talk about courses, and then you and I can get to the other stuff later. Because now let's say that you create a course, and we'll talk about what makes that up. And let's say you sold it for 97. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, got those 10 people. Okay. So 970 divided by 5, that'd be 194 ebooks that you'd have to sell. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not putting down ebooks. They're great things. They're great traffic generators. Yep. And, you know, my phone goes ka-ching whenever an order or an affiliate payment comes in. And my friends are used to seeing, it's a blast. My friends are used to seeing, you know, a few $1,000 all the way to, I think one I regularly get is $10.11, you know? And, and what I say to them, I say, yeah, okay, those are different numbers, but you know what? They all deposit and they all spend, you know? And so, yay on the $5 ebooks. And let's add these things, because you can make so much more. And then you've got, and once you've created a masterclass, and I like doing them live, then you've got a product you can send anybody to. Same thing with a course. Now, one of the things that we're finally coming out of online is these like be all and end all 27-week courses with 80,000 PDFs and 2 million recipes and 500 videos. No. Okay. We're talking about, could you take what you've got? Could you take even that blog post we looked at earlier and combine it into 3 to 5 modules?
Yeah. I think I could.
Okay, I know you could from what I looked at, but I'm just checking to see where you are, because you're kind of hesitating, but we'll get there. Okay. And so
we
will talk about how to divide it. Okay. And one of the best things I was ever taught, I think it was Lisa Sasevich that taught me this. What a lot of people do when they're doing a course is, okay, and I got the course ready. Now, what are the bonuses? And they start creating all over again, right? Mm. I recommend not to do that, but instead look inside the course you've got that no one else has ever seen before and pull out two or three really cool things. And those are the bonuses. Okay.
I see.
That way you don't have to do any more work and you just highlight those. And a lot of people, well, I've done this. I've bought things before just because I wanted that bonus, you know? So that's a cool way to
learn. Yeah, for sure.
The other thing you could do is adding a front end module and a back end module. The front end would be called a get started here module. That's where you would give them help them achieve a quick win. And that might be live or that might be an assignment before the course. And then the next success steps module is, okay, here's what we covered. Any questions? Here's your next success steps. Okay. And it's, you know, what do they need to buy from you next? You know, is it coaching? Mm-hmm. Is it an ebook? Is it, cause we'll talk about this later, just us, but this, what your niche screams memberships, okay. Low price memberships that people are going to love, right? And that it'll be the last thing they ever count, they ever cancel. I've got a buddy, Liz Wilcox. Total side note here, but I just think this is so cool. She told everybody at the beginning of the summer that she was going to take the summer off and travel with her daughter, okay? Which was true. She just didn't say where. She's a contestant on the current Survivor series.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, way to go. That's cool.
Somebody I actually like know of, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't watched it in probably 10 years, but I've been watching it now. What she's got is a $9 email marketing membership. Okay. And every week she sends out an email template and has one Q&A a month. Okay. The service delivery time on that is awesome. Okay. Yeah. And the service consumption time is too, because, you know, people don't want to spend forever consuming something. Give me the thing to do.
No, and let's go.
And so I noticed that you have a blog post. I think it's the one you're thinking about doing an ebook of, about recipes with all this. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Just roughly, Krista, how many recipes could you come up with that involve mushrooms besides, you know, mushroom pizza, which I love?
Like right now, 80. I mean, and easily soon hundreds. I mean,
okay. So let's go for the low number, 80. Okay. How many weeks are there in a year? 52. Okay. 52. So you've got almost a year and a half of weekly recipes to send people. Okay. That, we're talking about it a little bit more than I meant to, but we'll talk more about it later. But that's just one model of membership. And then one more thing.
I like the email.
Cause it's hands off, you know, one Q&A a month, you know, you just got to show up and answer questions. You don't got to prepare anything. And then, some people say, well, you know, what can you do with $9 a month? I said, well, it's depending on how many people you have. Okay.
Yeah.
And Liz has so many, she starts the month with about 35, 45K. And her goal is to have 100,000 people in there. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm not promising that, but I don't know about you. I could probably survive on 900K a month. I'd probably pretty much be okay. Yeah. And build some legacy money for my sons and grandsons. And so we'll talk about the membership later. Just going to plant the seed and not, like I said, have you drink from a fire hose. Because really, the next step could either be master classes or courses, neither of which, neither of which would be difficult to create from your blog. All right. Remember when I told you it would be 11:18 before we knew it?
Are we there?
Are you getting a glimpse of the future?
Yeah, it's great ideas.
Yeah. I always, this is what I love about this, Krista. I saw it when the light went on in your eyes and in your countenance. You're like, whoa. Like, yeah. Any questions so far?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. They're ideas I've broadly, you know, the stack of things is stuff I've heard before, but having it be a little more specific to my situation is
right. That's one motivating. Of my things. Niching it down to whatever niche, and I've yet to find one that this doesn't work for, so don't worry about the mushrooms. In Idaho. All right. Hey, Krista, thanks for being a great guest and bringing really interesting stuff. And thank you guys, everybody, for being here. A lot of places you could have been online, you chose to be with us, and we are always honored by that. And again, Krista, thank you. Applause, applause. And you and I will talk a little bit after this is all done. Okay. So folks, if you want to be sitting in Krista's seat, let's go back to just the two of us here, which by the way is a great song by Grover Washington Jr. and Bill Withers. over here, if you want to be in Krista's seat one day, not at her home, but in your own home or office, there you go. There's a link right down here, contentprofitseat.com. Go get yours. Okay. So thanks again, Krista. And folks, until episode 137, you are invited to go use this stuff.